بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We continue from this kitab, Bayan, one of the writings of our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in regards to evil glances, a love of his, the harms and the cure. So reading ahead, Hazrat says, meditating on the termination of beauty. Insan naturally, he likes things that are beautiful. Allah Ta'ala has kept this in insan. Anything, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also mentioned, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَضِيرَةٌ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made dunya hulwa, very sweet, very attractive. Khadira is green, the glitter, the glamour of dunya. And how dunya draws the heart, it pulls the heart. Different designs, colors. And sometimes a person's entire life comes out just in the beauties of dunya. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most beautiful. Person now gives his life to the temporary beauties, then Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, impossible for him to taste the sweetness of Iman, to experience the beauty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And sometimes, our Shaykh says, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you that feeling a little bit of the beauty of Allah. The ladhat of Iman, the enjoyment of Iman, sometimes we find happens in the month of Ramadan, when the tears just flow all of a sudden. And how a person feels, how he enjoys himself. Sometimes Durood Sharif, sometimes Dhikr of Allah, sometimes Quran Tilawat. Allah Ta'ala takes him for Umrah, for Hajj. That feeling that goes through the heart. So that enjoyment of Iman, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has kept it only in the Amal of Iman, the Amal of Deen. When a person connects his heart to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and detaches the heart from these temporary beauties of this dunyawi life. And we find around us right now the amount of encouragement, amount of attraction, influence around us, just to attach our hearts, attach it here, attach it there, whether a cell phone, whether an application, whether it be some temporary thing of dunya, and the hobbies, and the sports, and the outings, attach, attach, attach. For there is no place for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. As it explains thereafter, this illness of the heart, this meditation of the termination of beauty is meant to console the desires so that it does not become attached to such temporary things. To meditate at one time in my life, or one point in my worldly life, these beauties will come to an end. Is that forever? The beauties will come to an end. So this meditation is there, so a person understands that these beauties will come to termination at one point or the other. Then Hazrat says, but to abstain from beauty, because it is going to perish, is a very low category of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I'm serving Allah, that I'm making the ibadah of Allah, by making the effort to get to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because whatever I find around me will come to termination. So therefore I detach, because this will come to an end. It will come to an end, therefore I attach myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make his ibadah. This is a very low type of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, this means that if beauty was not temporary, if it had to be permanent, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, we would have attached our hearts to them forever and never make the ibadah of Allah. This is a very low type of ibadah and servitude and detachment from dunya. Then Hazrat says, thus, the highest state of servitude, ibadat, being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to say, O Allah, the right of your love, honor, and favors upon me or us is so great that even if the glamour of these beauties lasts till the day of Qiyamah and does not perish at all, then too we will not look at them, because the joy that causes your displeasure is cursed. It's cursed, Ya Allah. I don't need these things. I serve my Allah because I love my Allah. Whether the beauties of the world will be forever, the Allah can match your beauty. If you gave these beauties, these fake beauties, which are not beautiful in the first place, Ya Allah, this came from you. Everything lies in mirror effect of the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to give them up because it will come to an end and then come to you, we can imagine how low that is. I love my wife because I'm married to her, but the other women that are more beautiful. Now what kind of love is that? I love you because I have to love you. I'm in this marriage because I'm married to you, But if I could now, then I'll give my heart to everyone else. This would be saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, I gave that up because I have to worship you. He said, worship Allah is the love of Allah. Because the beauty of those things just fade away from the eyes. This is the real ubudiyat and servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Hazrat says, note my couplet. Hum aisi lazzaton ko qabil-e la'nat samajhte hain ke jin se rab mera ae dosto naraz hota hai. He said, we regard as cursed those joys. We regard as cursed those joys due to which, O friends, my Allah becomes displeased. We regard as cursed those joys. Now I can do my own operation right now. Where do I find the joys of my weekend? Is it in those places, as I say, due to which, O friends, my Allah becomes displeased? I find enjoyment over there. But that enjoyment is accursed. We have to give up the sunnahs of Rasulullah. My wife has to come out into public area, sometimes without hijab, without niqab, dressed not according to sunnah, according to sharia. And myself also have to give up my garb, and my children also. Ya Allah, your displeasure in this. How can I have pleasure in your displeasure? How is that possible? How is it possible? Even if the wife has to make a most delicious dish, but she is upset with you. Is there any enjoyment in that? Any pleasure in that? It's hardly going down also the throat. You don't feel like eating also. That you're sitting there under pressure, you can't even look up. You're sitting with humility now. Can't even look up. Now because she's upset. Ya Allah, if you're upset, and I'm enjoying myself, intermingling and interacting with others, and everybody sitting together, sister-in-law is there, daughter, the sister-in-law is there, and so-and-so is there, auntie-in-law is there. And we don't feel any pain in the heart, Ya Allah. Hazrat says, how can there be enjoyment? With the little beautiful dastarkhan Allah Ta'ala has given you, and you're breaking the command of Allah on His dastarkhan. Is that your dastarkhan? Dastarkhan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also is very dangerous. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was instructed in the Ummat at large. Don't be even inclined towards the way of life. What they portray to be beautiful, enjoyment. Where did we get this from? Not the sunnah. This came from the kuffar, their tariqah. We say permissible. But if the command of Allah has been broken, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being abandoned, and now the culture has become also, unfortunately, eating on the table. Hazrat says also, a youngster is becoming, mashallah, so many years becoming, going to maktab, then his class, then Darul Uloom, and everywhere, then the path of Allah, in Jamaat, and Khanqa. So many years, sometimes 15 years, 20 years, longer than that, that I go back home, back on the table. Not even feeling Allah, it's not sunnah. I should come to the floor, bring sunnahs in my life, and all the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here the ummah is being instructed, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا. Don't be inclined toward the ways of those that are oppressors. Ya Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being also warned. Don't be inclined towards إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Towards those that have made zulam. Oppress themselves. The kuffar. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارُ lest the fire of Jahannam will afflict you. Warning to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also. Wa Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi rahmatullahi says, this reverts to Milani qalb. One is doing the actions of the kuffar. Imitating them. And he says, this ayat actually refers to the heart only being inclined. You're not even emulating them, imitating them, adopting the way. Just your heart is inclined towards the way that it's nice. It's nice, I like it. Allah says, even just that heart being inclined is possibility, the fire of Jahannam will afflict you. أَمَا لَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءِ. And Allah Ta'ala further says, that you will find no one to save you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one will save you thereafter. Here ulama explain, when he comes to emulating the kuffar, yeah, this I'm saying for myself also. Just ask myself, what am I enjoying my life in right now? What gives me the joy? My children getting some degrees gives me joy. What is in there for you? What pride is there in for you? When it comes to Quran Sharif, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَعُوا. All these quotes is ayat. Where Allah Ta'ala says, where you should be proud, so to say. Pride is haram in Sharia. But Allah Ta'ala gives one avenue or one place now as exemption that you can have pride. فَلْيَفْرَعُوا. Have pride. You can puff your chest out. You can walk with your chest out. When? بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala has given you iman. Fadl refers to iman. And the amal of iman وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ and the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One tafsir says, Quran Sharif and the ilm of deen. Allah Ta'ala has given my child Quran Sharif, the knowledge of deen, that Allah Ta'ala says, فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Now you can be proud. Now you can take out your chest. My son became an alim. My son became a qari. My son became hafiz al-Quran. But inna lillahi, we've gone so far from that. He became hafiz al-Quran. Next year, you're going back to school. Next year, you're going back to school. We're waiting for your graduation. That we're proud about. How is that now going to help you in the qabr? How is that going to help you in the day of qiyamah? That's why they say that you can spend hundreds of thousands and millions on their dunya education. As much as you want to. All the coaching and all the training and everything else. And our girls also. Qiyamah day, they're going to run away from you. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه. Qiyamah day, they don't see your face. So much we do pride in it. My son became this. My son, my daughter. Qiyamah day, they're going to run away from you. Give them Quran, Qiyamah day, they'll hold you. They'll take you to Jannah. Qiyamah day, they'll hold. They go look for their parents. Where's my parent? They sacrifice for my Quran. They put me onto the line of deen. Otherwise, they will run away. They won't want to see your face. But you'll say, I spent millions, spent hundreds of thousands, so many years. Now you can't even hold my hand. Got no time for you. Give them Quran Sharif. Give them deen of Allah. And they will never fail, my dear brothers. We all making mashwara. It's coming to the end of the year right now also. Right? All these beauties of dunya attracting us. My son must have a good car. My daughter must have a good future. And they must have this. And they must have that. And they, how much of deen should they have in their life? That's why they say, show us one person that has deen in his life and he was a failure. No one. Never a failure. But the person has dunya in his life, we're not saying dunya is haram. Yes, we have to have dunya. We have to work. There is only his place. How much to work, where to work, what to work. Ask ulama ikram. Many people feel that the ulama want us to be poor. Definitely not. Allah give the best, we make him dua. Allah give barakat, Allah give afiyat. Allah give you the best of dunya, qabr, akhirat, everything. Allah must give it package deal we want. But there's an avenue, there's a way how to get it. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being instructed in the ummah, don't even incline your heart towards it. Now they'll give you, will give you this degree, and you earn so much of money, and you can do this, and you can do that. But the expense of my deen, if your heart is inclined, that's why we say, do it with a disinclined heart. We have to do it. We have to do it, the system of dunya, little bit we have to earn, Allah put barakat in it. We live on barakat. Don't let the heart also be inclined. You see, first what happens to the heart becomes inclined towards the way of life. When the heart becomes inclined, then the love of it comes in the heart. When the love of it comes in the heart, then imitation begins. This is the step, whether it is the hairstyle, whether it is the dressing, whether it is the degrees, whether it is the holidays, whether it's going out, whether it's eating, what comes in the heart first? They say first the inclination, it's nice. If I didn't see it, I won't know it. If I didn't see it, I won't know it. Now there's no inclination. I saw it. And every week we are saying that infinite scrolling is carrying on. I'm seeing it. And we're sharing the links. And how many more we're putting onto it? Then we're making muzakara at home also. Then the children are hearing about it. And then the extended family. That the inclination is coming. Not towards sunnah. إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Towards those that are oppressed. The oppressor's way of life. And what's happening? The wife oppressing the husband. Why you can't take us? Then the husband oppressing the wife. Why you don't want to go? Then the children, Abba don't take us anywhere. He don't take us. Doesn't do anything for us. إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. The heart is inclined. When the heart is inclined, the love of it will come into the heart. When the love of it will come into the heart, my dear brothers, then Allah will exit the heart. Then Allah will exit the heart. You don't have love for me. You don't have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see. What you didn't see will harm you. What you saw will harm you. So now I saw it. Now the love came in the heart. Once the love comes into the heart, then emulation. Now let's do it like how they did it. Now Allah says, now you find no help from me. Then you find no help from me. Then I will withdraw from your entire life. Then you see the muhabbat in the family. The children only love us because we're giving. I mentioned this many a times. There was an article some years ago where a young girl wrote there, we are four daughters. So she wrote to my dear dad. And my dear dad, we are four daughters living in your home. As long as you remain the ATM machine, as long as you remain, The ATM machine, you're giving us airtime, we can do our hair, we can buy clothing, and you're feeding us, we'll stick around. The day you can't do this, then we'll say bye-bye. We are gone. That is the reality that is coming to our lives right now. And the wife will say, what you've done. Then the children will say also, is that doing for us? Is that taking us? Is that spending on us? Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. That this inclination comes to us. وَلَا تَرْكَنُ Allah Ta'ala said, don't be inclined also. Don't even see the way of life. Study the sunnah. Study the sunnah so much that you fall in love with it, and I want to do it. I want to do it. Then see how Allah Ta'ala opens the heart, what enjoyment we will get. Hazrat says, we regard as cursed those joys due to which, O friends, my sustainer is displeased. Thousands of problems and griefs are concealed in the slight moment of enjoyment of a sin. Slight moment of enjoyment of a sin has thousands of problems and griefs are concealed in the slight moment of enjoyment of a sin. We're not even experiencing it. We don't even feel it, but it's happening. We're happening where we find that now we deprived of the enjoyment of the ibadat of Allah. We're making guna, making sin. That little bit slight sin, how much problems are. Where the problem will start, ulama say that the first thing Allah Ta'ala will afflict a home with is Allah will remove the sukoon of that home. Allah will remove the sukoon of that home. There's no sukoon in this house. Why this thing's happening? There's bad air taking place. Somebody is abusing the internet. Somebody is doing the wrong thing. The jazbah of the heart is incorrect. The zeal of the heart is incorrect. The zeal of the heart is only dunya. There's no deen. Deen is by the way. That way, a modern type of deen. That we can be deendar, but a modern type. We say, don't be too heavy. As if deen is heavy. Deen is perfect. Deen is absolutely perfect. People ask to make heavy parda. We don't want too heavy. Like, we'd like to go out a little bit also. Not doing parda all the time. And not doing this and not doing that. But we want sad deen. They're making a mockery of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cut and paste, chop and paste. Allah Ta'ala says, Uzkulu fi silmi kafa. Ubul of iman. Come into in deen completely. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ Or else you'll follow the footsteps of shaitan. He's your open enemy. That's why we have to dive into the ocean of Allah's muhabbat. And then see what Allah Ta'ala will give us in the heart. Otherwise we're just touching the surface. But we enjoy, then we still got our lifestyle. Then Hazrat says that, ہر عشق مجازی کا آغاز برا دیکھا انجام کا یا اللہ کیا حال ہوا ہوگا. He said, I saw the beginning of every love affair to be evil. I saw the beginning of every love affair to be evil, O Allah. What then must be the state in the end? Love affair, whether it be some haram, غیر محرم, woman I got involved with, or she got involved with, whether the children also, we introduced them to something new. Brother says, the whole love affair is starting now. And we're speaking about it every week, some hobby, or some sport, or some going out, we have to do something, or some type of dressing, or some type of hairstyle, whatever it may be. Hazrat says, I saw the beginning of every love affair to be evil. Has he started something in this house? Something started over here. Then Hazrat says, oh Allah, what then must be the state in the end? What happens in the end? Parents are fighting. He wants the children to go this way, she wants to go that way. There's only one way. You don't have to go to the qabr. Qabr is calling out. Am I ready? Am I ready to get into the qabr right now? But we got plans going far ahead. This is because a corpse came into the heart. A corpse came into the heart. The girl you saw, that woman you saw, or that man she got involved, is a corpse, is dead. Or the certain sport, certain hobby, it's a corpse, is dead. It's not attached to Allah. Detached. Inna dunya mal'una. He said, dunya is accursed. Whatever is attached to dunya is accursed. Now I brought this into my life. I brought this corpse into my life. And how many a person is business also? So much of time, so much of effort, thinking, mental power. It's a corpse, it's dead. Allah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam saw one time a dead kid, a little goat. He says, this is dunya. Jifa, it's a corpse. And those that desire it are dogs of dunya. He said, وَتَعْلِبُهَا كِلَامُ Those that run behind it are dogs. I'm not saying this. Those that love this thing, running behind it, they are dogs. They love it so much. They should be running to the masjid, running in the path of Allah, running for gush, running behind the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, look at what the end will be. This is because a corpse has come into the heart. And this, the heart became a corpse. Now the wife is speaking to the husband, nothing going through. She say, you can't hear me. But now he's given his heart. Some ghair, something else. Some hobby of his. Right, we're out with the boys. No matter how much he cries, he doesn't care. Oh, he's coming into deen, he's sending her, please, do it like this, do it like that. Now brought the cops in the heart. Cell phone is in the heart. And all his grams are in the heart. Instagram, and the Facebook, all cops upon corpses, which is piling up in the heart, one after the other. So the heart has become dead. These attractive people are going to die one day. Who we are seeing, who we want to emulate, want to imitate, one day they're going to die. Already they are dead. They're just looking now like, Hazrat's like zombies walking around. They're dead actually like zombies walking around, but we want to follow them. And they all just dressed up. These attractive people are going to die one day, although they are alive now, but when they enter the heart, they will enter with the perishable. They will enter with the perishable and short-lived effects because they are temporary. What you want to follow, one day will die. The channel will close. That app will close down sooner or later. It will happen. Don't give your heart to it. Then you go into depression. What happened now? But these are all cops, they are dead. Such a heart cannot contain the sweetness and joy for relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You brought all these corpses into the heart, how are you going to enjoy the sweetness of Allah, Allah's muhabbat? For example, Hazrat says, while you are eating delicious food in a room, understand now, when you're sitting on the cell phone, or we're going out, we right now involved in haram activity, dislike, makruh also. Makruh activity, Hazrat says, understand now what you are doing. For example, while you are eating delicious food in a room, a janazah is brought and placed in that very room. Will you enjoy that food? Will you enjoy that food? You're sitting now in an eating out place and all corpses around you. Dead. Everything is ghairullah. Everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now people are taking deen from TikTok also. They send us sometimes some videos. Say, please comment. Is it authentic? First of all, the video is haram. How we can say it's authentic? There's sound effects in the back. We don't know whether it's music, whether it's somebody making some sound with his mouth. That has got so much of time to waste his life. To make sounds now, some beatbox and what people ask whether it's permissible and jais. Don't even know what they're talking about now. When you were young, we used to play with boxes. Fridge box, you play inside and make some house over there, put blanket and pillow and sleep in there. Now they've got beatbox. I don't know what kind of box this is. So they ask all these things, all entertainment. Hazrat says, we can't even listen to a bayan without sound effects. Has to be something in the back because we're so used to the haram things. That normal bayan is no more attractive. Must be some sound effects or some video. You must see some video over this, something over there. Then it's very nice. It's bayan was top bayan. What was top the effects? What you heard of the bayan, can't remember. But it was a top one. So here Hazrat says, imagine you're sitting in a room and you're eating food and you bring one janaza. I would eat. You're sitting in a company of janaza right now. Everything is besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, will you enjoy that food? Similarly, when a corpse enters the heart, then the joy of a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot remain in that heart. The connection will cut off completely. You can't eat your food right now. Connection got cut off. We just put the food away quietly. Let the janazah go, then we'll start eating again. Imagine now the connection with Allah ta'ala broke. You had to take your family to a certain avenue. You had to get involved in that makruh or that haram. But what do you feel? I'm just cooling off. I'm chilling out. I'm relaxing. All right? Abandon now. The whole week the boy is wearing kurta, is coming to madrasa. Weekend mother says, no, take out the kurta. Wear something else. He cut off the connection. Now he brought the corpse into his heart. So he's a walking corpse. And the parents say, look, boharu lage. He's very cute. He looks looking so smart. Now I'm going to flick the hair this way and that. Where we got it from? We didn't get it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a connection we want. There's a connection we want with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, when a corpse enters the heart, then the joy of a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot remain in it. Here we get so upset when the children don't listen to us. How many mothers are here? We say, you're not listening. I'll do this, I'll do that, or I won't give you. Oh, leave it in the child. Father comes home, you know what he did? He did like this. He broke the connection a little bit with the mother. Mother says, do this, he didn't do it. Wash your hands, he didn't wash his hands. Put your shoes away, he didn't. Mother gets upset. And how she raises her voice. Father says, oh, yeah. Just opening the front door, you can hear already. The zikr started in the house. Now he's walking to a war zone. My dear brothers, the connection just broke. The child didn't listen. We not listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we still got other jazbaat, other zeals in our heart for our children. They must do this, they must go to that environment. And we also must do that. We break in the connection, we can imagine from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it says, we can imagine the curse of Allah coming now. You're not listening. The mother gets so upset, she can't tolerate it. Please take him away from me. I don't want to see him. And then you feel, this boy now troubles his mother so much, I better hit him. Now when you hit him, you become enemy. Now, but the way you shouted at him, as if now you wanted me to make him shaheed. Now when I put my hands on him, then you get angry. So Allah Pak says, that you broke the condition. And I'm warning you, you left my beloved Nabi Ali Salatu Salam way of life. What's going to happen in your life now? Your heart is inclined towards the other way. How your heart, when Allah says, that don't think you're going to take the train to Cape Town, you'll end up in Johannesburg. You came in now, just now for a function happening in Johannesburg, but the train is going to Cape Town. And you come out there now, I say, oh, you came wrong. He says, you're just like a Muslim, but you're on the train now to the west. You're not going to Medina Sharif. You're on the wrong train. Although you're dressed like the garb of Medina Munawwara, but you're not going to Medina Sharif. You're going in the wrong direction right now. So when a corpse enters the heart, then the joy of a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot remain in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not enter a heart which contains the smell and impurity of other beings besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not come into that heart. There's a stench there right now. You love everything besides me. You love everything besides my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm taking the child to the barber shop and telling that person now, make it two lengths. Inna lillahi. Inna lillahi. Imagine what happens to the heart of Rasulullah. You don't like how I look. They're removing, trimming the beard. They say when you put that blade on the, when you're putting the blade on your face, imagine you're putting the blade on the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're cutting off the arteries of his heart by trimming the beard. And I'm not feeling that disconnection from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I feel a disconnection from my wife, disconnection from the boss, disconnection from my children. They're not making salam with me. They're not coming to his, how many a mother is crying? Son got married, he's gone now with the wife. He should go with her. Give mother time and respect also. Everybody has a time on their plate. How much the mothers complain and they pain? But oh mother, how much connection do you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imagine how Allah ta'ala feels, I give my banda everything, but he just abandoned me. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Pratapgari rahmatullah alayhi says, no koi raah pa jaye, no koi ghair a jaye. Harim dil ka Ahmad, apne har dam pasba rehna. Ajeeb, subhanallah. This is Allah Wala's. How they understand what is life about. What the heart should be, what we should be putting into our hearts. Hazrat says that no one should find a way. No one should find a way and no one else should enter. No one should find a way and no one else should enter. O Ahmad, where into the heart? No one should find a way and no one should enter. O Ahmad, be on guard over the sanctuary of the heart every moment. The cable who comes into the heart of Ahmad is a precious place. Don't let other things of dunya come in the heart. Then Allah Ta'ala will just exit. Then I'll find problem with the husband, with the children, with the boss, with the job. Everything becomes... And Allah Ta'ala is blessing us in so much of dunya right now. But ask ourselves, how many people are happy right now? Who is happy? One, that person who goes psychiatrist, somebody psychologist, somebody here, somebody there. I think now that holiday we need a break, we'll be happy. They also be fighting. As most of the youngsters, they went to honeymoon and he found no honey there. He didn't find honey, he didn't find moon. As it says, they went for honeymoon. Both two monkeys sitting on the moon eating honey. And in 2 weeks they finished it. When they came back home, he says, now the fight starts. Honey got finished and the moon also disappeared. What happened is only fight. Wasn't sunnah. Now all the wrong things we did over there. Far from the sunnah. So he says, no one should find a way and no one else should enter. O Ahmad, be on guard over the sanctuary of the heart every moment. Therefore the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep guard of their hearts all the time. Although they seem but they're negating, that's not correct. They don't even look also, we don't even see it. We see Quran Sharif, we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Durood Sharif, we see. Hazrat says, look at your children, how much you want. Look at your children, how much you want. And see Allah's qudrat in them. Ya Allah, this little granddaughter, that son of mine, Ya Allah, how you designed the cheeks, how you made the lips, how you made the eyes, Ya Allah. Sometimes they're so cute and so beloved. Ya Allah, like I feel like eating them up. He says, enjoy them. And see Allah, Allah's beauty in that. Sometimes the wife also. He says, but can't see the wife. Hazrat says, now you put the right indicator on, the left one goes on. Can't look at the wife, don't want to give her looks also. He said, what's halal? This few, Hazrat Kim Sahib will say, Rahmatul Ali, Allah Ta'ala made few things haram and so many things halal. Enjoy the halal. But you want to go into makruhat and haram, just avoid it. Don't let it come into our hearts. So they check the hearts all the time. And more than that, we check the hearts of our children. Where are we taking them? What are we showing them? That now, whether it says we give them so much of love for sports, that bat comes in the heart. The ball comes in the heart. The wickets come in the heart. The toys come in the heart. Let anybody touch it and see how he flares up. Then he says that first day he bought him the bat also, he puts it next to him in the bed also, on the sleep with it. He loves it. Oh, he takes his car in the bed also and parks the car under my pillow. So much of love and muhabbat. The nafs should not steal any haram pleasure from anywhere. Therefore, they do not allow such forms to even come close to them, which are compulsory to be watchful over. The nafs has experienced some grief due to this. Then now you're giving it up. I deleted that app. They say the nafs will feel the grief. The nafs will feel the grief. I'll download it again, man. Just check it over the weekend. We bought, he's gone out a little bit. Oh, she's gone out. Never mind, we just see a bit now. Just browsing and surfing, etc. So the grief will come when you will take it out from the heart and life. But due to this grief, their hearts are always intoxicated with the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you his muhabbat and love. Give it up for the sake of Allah. I see the muhabbat, you will get the muhabbat of Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah. The person who will make his connection correct with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct his relationship with the entire makhluk. Now see husband and wife, Muhammad, they were. We're together on the same page. There's so many pages right now, but all on the same page, inshallah. Then the children will come on the same page also. Now we're all going in the same direction. No husband will deprive the wife. No wife will deprive the husband. But to go in the wrong direction, Allah ta'ala protect us, inshallah. Also one thing to remember, my dear brothers, these things are happening all the time, all on the internet. All these apps too that we are going on to remember. Photography, to see a picture is haram. To take it is haram, and to see also somebody else's picture is haram. Then to see the video is haram also. And most of these apps, I think you just open it, the first page already is haram. Now they say, in all is haram, we're looking for halal. How is that possible? Now in all is haram, even for a man to look at a man's picture, not permissible. For a female love to look at a man's picture, haram. For a woman to look at a woman's picture also, not permissible. As long as his animal, the head is there, the features are there, is not permissible. Now this has left completely the ummah. And all these apps now, they're just seeing whether they're seeing some fashion or seeing some clothing. But somebody is modeling it, we can see what's happening to the iman. So as you see these things also, the first thing you open the app, there's already something haram over there. And we're not even feeling the haram anymore. But we can see the effect of it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can live without these things. Come back to the sunnah and Allah will give us the best of dunya also.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum ana jalisu man dhakarani.
As we mentioned before, with la ilaha illallah, it is a super vacuum, a beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ilaha, nothing I worship, my Allah. I don't worship the fashion, the style, the hobbies, all these apps and everything, ya Allah, la ilaha, pulling it out of this vacuum, throwing it out, illallah, only Allah is coming into the heart. With a powerful name, the kalima of la ilaha illallah, we remove all these bad things from our lives, and nothing is greater than the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله
Brothers, my thing, we speak about not going out and not engaging in sports and not taking the family. There's no such things as that. There are avenues where ulama give us permission to go, to enjoy ourselves, how to do it. Ask ulama ikram, ask our mashaykh. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah would love to go to the beach also. He would have majlis over there. They would take the lazy boy, the sofa, go to the different gardens also, have majlis over there. That time there wasn't so much of fitna. But there are ways we can do it. There are times that we can go also. Families might think now, mustn't go anywhere, don't do anything, can't have coffee, can't have... But she actually, you can. Go when it's quiet. At night time, take the family, buy some ice cream, sit in the car, enjoy it, no problem. Be in an enclosed area, secure area. There are times also when we can go to the places, to the beach, take the family. When it's quiet, we advise the brothers also, buy one, 2-man tent, 3-man tent, whatever it is. Take it one quiet spot somewhere, put the ladies in there, masturat. They can relax now, alhamdulillah. Pack the basket at home, take the children out, no problem at all. When I have coffee, all these things away, no problem. Take out some time. How we have appointments in the day, make one appointment with the family, I'll come pick up 11 o'clock. I'll take you for coffee, I'll buy it. Go somewhere, isolated, secluded. Have your coffee there, enjoy yourself together. There's no attractions, no distractions around over there. So they are. No problem. Take the family to the burgs when it's a quiet time.
And he said, we take our kitab, look at Allah Ta'ala's qudrat also, enjoy ourselves. But there are times, not that now we are locked up all the time. Families might think, all day we are at home, we can't go anywhere now. Ya avenues, ya place, make mashwara. Each family is on a different level now. Somebody on a high level, now obviously we could accommodate. Somebody very simple level, accordingly. So make mashwara, az ulama, az mashayikh, what do we do now? And ulama have given permission, how to go, where to go, what to do. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين والله give us true understanding of deen يا الله give us your محبة and your love وكريم رحيم الله يا الله remove يا الله the love of غير and everything beside you from the heart يا الله grant us your overwhelming محبة and love يا الله give us enjoyment in your deen يا الله in worshipping you يا الله in taking your name يا الله instill this محبة in our hearts in our families our children our progeny till the day of قيامه يا الله keep us pure and clean يا كريم Allah. Take all these corpses from the heart of Allah. Make our hearts alive in your muhabbat and your love and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the hearts that we give the Ahlullah. Ya Allah, how they look after the harim, ya Allah, the sanctuary of their hearts, Allah. Give us that, ya Allah. Give us that mindfulness, Allah, that we are always alert what comes into the heart of Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of your embassy in this worldly life. In the time of more, take us with Iman in the Qabr and the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, keep us in the company of the pious in this worldly life. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Kareem Rahim Allah, give us the success of both the worlds. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.